Surviving members of the Black Panther Party will gather in Santa Rosa this week for a three-day celebration of their founding back in 1966. Albert Big Man Howard, one of the co-founders of the controversial organization, is organizing and hosting this event. Now a Santa Rosa resident, he recalls being among a group of Oakland City College students who had been closely following the civil rights movement through the 1960s and the backlash against it. He recalls they felt a need to organize in response.
Our organization's original title was Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We definitely believed in self-defense, not that we were going to go out and be aggressive and perpetrate violence against people or anything like that. But we said if we were attacked, we were going to defend ourselves and in doing so, educate the people in our community that they had a right to defend themselves. And so we were advocates of change.
Yet there were incidents of violence, which have colored perceptions of the Black Panther Party ever since, even as they eliminated many key leaders. That forced Howard to take on a bigger role as a public spokesman for the Panthers, but he contends they were targeted for their outspoken advocacy.
The head of the FBI went to Congress and told them that the Black Panther Party was the most dangerous element in the United States. And the next thing you know, money was appropriated to wipe us out, to kill us. And if you look at the history, they said the same thing about Dr. Martin Luther King. Next thing you know, Dr. Martin Luther King is dead. Same thing with Malcolm X.
What's gotten lost in that sensationalized past, says Billy X. Jennings, a historian within the party, is the important social work the Panthers initiated.
We had many, many community programs. We registered thousands and thousands of people to vote, feeding kids in the morning, free breakfast program that was started by our organization, taking families from the community to prisons. We started a free busing program. And you got to remember now, the Black Panther Party had 51 offices in 30 major cities, almost everywhere there was black people.
Emory Douglas, the graphic artist and minister of culture, whose images helped define and popularize the Panthers, will also be a featured speaker at the anniversary event. He says their yearly reunions, most often held in Oakland, are an important way of keeping their ideals and legacy alive for younger generations of activists.
It's important people get a correct perspective and understanding what the Black Panther Party was really about. Put some proper context to it. When you get to talk about the social programs and all the politics and stuff that we were involved in, it gives the foundation to other young people to be inspired by.
And keeping that fire lit is as important now as it ever was, says Howard, because the issues they confronted in the 1960s and 70s have never gone away.
When you look at the employment, you look at the lack of health care and decent education, jobs, all those things still exist. So I can't say that we really solved any of the problems, really. It's a constant struggle, and it shouldn't be.
The anniversary observation begins Thursday afternoon and continues through Saturday at the Arlene Francis Center on 6th Street. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.